Yo, GM, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast, where we want to bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything with a sub for the crypto space. As you don't know, my name is Crossvic Revaya. And today, inside this bull market, I bring better gist to give you. You got to say, I just a tough bull market. Yes, so bull market day town and boys know they snooze at all. In fact, if it's a person where they host, okay, how to trade cryptocurrency this season, it'd be like say the person don't know what they do for the market because everybody they sleep and wake on top desk screener. But today, no be desk screener gist I bring for you. Nah, the gist of MakerDAO. Woo! MakerDAO they rebrand to Sky. Interesting. Why did they rebrand for this season? Well, if you don't go check MakerDAO out, you know waiting MakerDAO be then be market makers for the crypto space. Then they supply liquidity, give the market, then they keep liquidity and supply liquidity. Then be market makers. So now why then they call themselves MakerDAO be that? If you check the white paper of MakerDAO as a project, Rune Christensen will be the founder of MakerDAO. Don't talk say this MakerDAO as a project will get about 5 faces inside their white paper. Then call them MakerDAO Endgame Roadmap. Roadmap means say how then go they build the project steady. And it be like say time don't reach for them to execute. Waiting then get for mind as regards the rebranding. So currently, MakerDAO done they pick up new name, new token, and new look. It means say they know they pick up another name, will be the name way they know they bear before. Then they create new token, will be the token way they know they use before, and then they get better look on top their website. Well, make we talk about the tokens when they create before we go into the face where they inside their white paper. Well, for MakerDAO token, then they create they don't get Sky token now. Sky token now the upgrade of MKR will be the native token of the project before. So one MKR will give you 24,000 Sky. Interesting. Then they also create another one where they go take replace DAI. They call them USDS. So USDS now the upgrade of DAI. In fact, one USDS equals one DAI. So if you want to switch from, if you get MKR, when you want to switch to the new token, you feel visit app.sky.money. Now there you go convert the initial MKR where you get inside your wallet and they will give you Sky, or the initial DAI where you get for your wallet and they give you USDS. But that one are the background gist for waiting the sub. I won't look inside the white paper to see the processes where then talk say their project development go follow. Number one, then talk say for the phase one of the project development, then go get unified brand for the ecosystem, and it be like saying now that thing then they implement through Sky, right? But the phase two then talk say then go get sub-DAO launch, and each sub-DAO do get their own token. Why this thing they important? Be say, as the name they sound, in be MakerDAO, and times they according to Rune Christensen in talk say politics they enter DAO at times. We go make people vote decisions based on their own bias. And now why in they introduce sub-DAO be that? Because sub-DAO, you know, they run as in they give people more liberality to make decisions transparently, not just based on their own personal preference. And the creation of sub-DAO, we could talk about that one later. The phase theory of the project development talks say then go introduce governance AI tool, which then go they take monitor and improve the DAO. Then the stage 4 be say then go create governance participation incentive launch. Then the stage 5 be then go create new chain, right? We go be the final endgame state. The goal of these new developments where then they bring to the public be say they won't create sustainable growth in a decentralized measure. It means say and they won't do that thing without tampering with the efficiency of within the SOP on top of the DAO before. So they won't switch, upgrade their functionality, and they don't want to touch within the SOP before for the ecosystem. And the short-term objective of these new developments, when they put out, we say they won't make that DAI supply grow to $100 billion in 3 years, while maintaining the yield of the DAO, right? And but I feel say that dream and that vision wouldn't get the possible, because currently their total supply now 5.8 billion. So this system we then create in go make people to be able to walk this journey with them. Apart from walking this journey with them, in go also make smaller entity. For example, this sub-DAO we then create, each sub-DAO go get in governance token, in autonomy, and it go get in own treasury, right? So then they call them sub-DAO before when they use MetaMask, but now they don't give them new names too. Then they call them Sky Stars. And these Sky Stars, one of the sub-DAO where they first they don't release under Sky Star, one of the products now Spark. The same function where MakerDAO they do now in Spark they do, then they use and borrow USD, lend, stake, you feel freeze function there on top of them, where if you use freeze your USDS. So altogether, the upgrade they come out small on top MakerDAO, and everybody the reason say okay, how this next phase go still be. Just in case you they look inside within the software MakerDAO, we talk to make you bring you industry updates as you guys with the happen for MakerDAO. I believe you'll learn one or two things for this particular episode. And as I don't know when products they do upgrade like that, room to farm airdrop they always day. Early users they always day rewarded. Maybe you fit check within the sub on top that particular ecosystem, so you go day positioned. I believe saying I'll learn one or two things for this particular episode. Do well, make a share, give your neighbor, make them understand what's in the sub. Peace and love, guys. See you in my next episode.